This is WSKG News. With professional mixed martial arts becoming legal in New York State, many amateur fighters are excited for the chance to go pro. But some people in the business say it might be harder for struggling fighters to make the transition. WSKG's Marguerite Jones reports.
Screaming fans crowded Magic City Music Hall in Binghamton in April to cheer on their favorite fighter. It's hard to tell who's more invested, the fighter or their families. This match was between amateurs. Professional MMA fighting passed the New York legislature in March after a nearly 20-year ban. It becomes legal in September. Dylan Yarka of Steuben County won the title fight at Magic City that night. He's excited about the legalization of MMA. Yarka hopes regulated fights can help him and other amateur fighters get the attention of larger promotion companies like UFC, which dominates the industry. Yarka knows there's a big gap between amateur fights and professional ones.
Someone like me isn't just going to jump right into the UFC. I mean, unless they pick me, which is tough.
Tough, but Yarka is excited about the legalization of MMA and the chance to fight for money in his own state. Amateurs are responsible for their own travel expenses, including hotel and match fees. Fighters also maintain day jobs, and moving up the ladder in the sport would ease the financial burden. But area promotion companies worry that legal, professional MMA will limit the sport's accessibility. Legalization comes with extensive rules, insurance, and more pre-fight testing, all of which cost the amateur fighter more money. Eric Gillette owns an MMA gym in Elmira. He also put on the Magic City event through his promotion company. Gillette says legalization is good for fighters who are already pro, but not for amateurs. He says if bigger promotion companies like the UFC push out local events, amateur fighters will not fight as much.
That's always up in the air if they're going to try and squash smaller shows to have the bigger shows at the bigger venues, but the development of fighters, they need the small shows. They need the smaller venues so we can keep developing our young fighters.
Currently, there are no state rules for amateur MMA fights. Though it's not required, Eric Gillette has his fighters provide clean blood results, including tests for HIV and hepatitis. Gillette also requires his fighters to be drug tested and bans caffeine on fight day. Fighters get a doctor's exam before and after the fight. But legalizing MMA will make blood testing a requirement as opposed to a choice. The New York State Athletic Commission last week released their proposed rules for MMA fights. Organizing a professional event will require promoters to have insurance policies worth up to $1 million. That's so promoters can cover for a serious brain injury. An insurance policy of this kind will likely be a steep investment for small companies. Across the border in Pennsylvania, amateur and professional MMA fighting has been legal for 2 years. Greg Serb is executive director of the Pennsylvania Athletic Commission. He says that regulating MMA events has improved the sport and helped the athletes.
These kids don't want to have their shin pads on. They just want to go out and kill each other. That's my job to make sure it's regulated so that it's a regulated event and not a street fight.
Serb developed rules that help determine a fighter's experience level. This allows fighters to be matched more accurately and helps prevent injury. Serb says the board has since added what's called advanced amateur fighting. If a fighter is registered as an advanced amateur in Pennsylvania, it means that he or she has fought in at least 3 matches. In advanced amateur, some rules can be waived. Fighters don't have to wear shin guards and can use punches that are usually illegal in amateur bouts. Back in New York, fighter Dylan Yarka says that's exactly what amateurs are looking for.
So if we could get some stuff in between amateur and the UFC, that'd be good, like a middleman.
Whether or not New York will have a middle level like Pennsylvania, the life of an amateur MMA fighter in New York will certainly change. Marguerite Jones, WSKG News.